welcome to On Tap Daily for June 17th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the big story I want to start with today is about how AI is reshaping the way consumers find products, and two announcements from yesterday really crystallize what's happening. First, Meta launched AI mode in Facebook search. This is a significant move. Instead of just returning a list of groups, pages, and posts when you search Facebook, the platform now generates AI-powered answers drawn from public posts, groups, and reels. So if someone types in best wireless earbuds for running on Facebook, they'll get a synthesized AI response pulling from real user discussions and content across the platform. For e-commerce brands, this is a brand new discovery surface. Your presence in Facebook groups, the reviews and discussions your customers are having, the reels you're publishing, all of that is now source material for AI-generated product recommendations. It's organic discovery in a place where Meta has historically been purely a pay-to-play advertising platform. Now pair that with the second announcement. Microsoft rolled out major updates to Bing Webmaster Tools, specifically around AI reporting. They've introduced intents and topics which show you what kinds of queries are triggering AI responses that cite your content. They've added citation share, which is essentially share of voice for AI search. What percentage of AI responses in your category mention your brand versus your competitors? And they've added a compare feature so you can benchmark yourself directly. This is huge because one of the biggest barriers to investing in AI search optimization has been the inability to measure it. That excuse is now gone, at least on the Bing and Copilot side of the ecosystem. Why do these two stories matter together? Because they represent the acceleration of a trend we've been tracking. The discovery layer for e-commerce is fragmenting across AI-powered surfaces that don't work like traditional search. Google, Bing Copilot, ChatGPT, and now Facebook are all becoming recommendation engines powered by AI, and each one pulls from different data sources. Your product feed matters. Your social content matters. Your brand mentions in community discussions matter. Winning in this environment requires a unified content strategy, not siloed teams each optimizing for their own channel. On the advertising side, there's a practical change coming that Google Ads managers need to prepare for. Starting July 15th, Google is shifting demand gen campaigns optimized for view-through conversions on Discover from CPC billing to CPM billing. If you're running demand gen campaigns targeting the Discover feed with view-through conversion optimization, your billing model is about to change. CPM billing means you're paying for impressions rather than clicks, which fundamentally changes how you evaluate cost efficiency. Make sure your measurement framework accounts for this before July 15th, so you're not blindsided by what looks like a performance shift but is actually a billing model change. Also, from the advertising world, Microsoft Ads has expanded LinkedIn targeting with job seniority filters across search and audience campaigns. If you're a B2B e-commerce brand, or you sell products where the buyer's professional seniority matters, this is a meaningful targeting improvement. You can now layer LinkedIn job seniority data onto your Microsoft Ads campaigns, which gives you something Google simply can't offer. Turning to Shopify, there's an action required change that went live yesterday. Meta fields stored on the app resource now require a formal definition and customer account permissions to be accessible through the Customer Account API. If those meta fields don't have a definition, they will simply stop returning values. This isn't a future deadline. It's already in effect. If you're running a headless storefront on Hydrogen, or you're using apps that display custom data in customer account pages like loyalty points or subscription details, you need to verify that every meta field has a definition with the correct access permissions. Check with your app developers, test your customer account experience, and don't wait for a customer to report that their loyalty balance is blank. In the retail world, the BarkBox story from Retail Dive is a cautionary tale worth understanding. CEO Matt Meeker was remarkably candid with analysts saying, and I quote, "BarkBox is not a box." The company's fourth quarter revenue dropped 25% year over year to $86.6 million and full year revenue fell 18.5%. What struck me was Meeker's admission that what was differentiated has become the flaw. Mass personalization, knowing your dog's size, your dog's age, whether they are a heavy chewer, that is table stakes now. That's a universal lesson for the DTC brands. The innovation that got you your first customers eventually becomes the minimum expectation. If you're not continuously raising the bar on what makes your brand irreplaceable, the market will commoditize your advantage out from under you. And finally, Dollar General announced 9 executive reshuffles, but the one that caught my eye was the formal creation of a Chief Data and AI Officer role now held by Travis Nixon. Dollar General, a discount retailer with over 19,000 stores, is putting AI leadership at the C-suite level. This follows the pattern we discussed yesterday about AI adoption in retail being nearly universal but execution at scale being rare. What Dollar General is signaling by elevating this role is that they view AI not as a technology experiment, but as a core business capability that needs dedicated executive ownership across merchandising, supply chain, and store operations. The thread running through all of today's stories is that the competitive landscape is restructuring around AI, not just AI as a tool you use internally, but AI as the surface through which customers discover your products, AI as the intelligence layer that shapes your advertising, and AI as the organizational capability that separates leaders from laggards. The merchants and brands that treat this as a fundamental shift in how commerce works, rather than just another technology trend, are the ones who will thrive. That's your ONTAP Daily for June 17th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.